It's the Moneyline Show. If you have a question concerning your money, retirement, or estate planning, or if you're simply looking for some direction in investment education, stay tuned. You'll find the Moneyline Show most informative and helpful. Now, here's your host for the Moneyline Show, George Dukovich.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich coming to you from the studios of Wish Radio 99.7 here in Pittsburgh, and a good morning to you on this, let's call it Christmas weekend. Thanks for tuning into our program. We're here on Saturday mornings at 7:30 to talk about basic investment and financial planning questions that are of concern to you. And we want to let our listeners know you can hear our show here Saturday mornings at 7:30. Sunday, if you're listening, it's a tape replay at 6:30. Either way, we have a couple of phone numbers that you can use if you have some questions that you would like answered. You could call during the program up to about an hour after the program. Leave your question on our voicemail system, and we will call you back. The phone number to use, 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. Toll free, 1-800-400-3119. Again, locally, 412-281-3119. I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas as we're coming up into the holiday season. So we'll talk a little bit about the stock market, but we don't want to ruin anybody's holiday weekend here or their shopping, although the retail numbers and the shopping numbers and the consumer spending numbers seem to be pretty good. And at the, you know, in a couple of weeks, which, believe it or not, a week, it's going to be a whole new year. Wow, 2018 off the grid already. What happened to that? That went pretty fast. Today's program, I talk a little bit about taxes, interest rates. The big story of the week for the financial markets, the big story was dealing with the Fed meeting they had this week, and they raised interest rates just about, but I would say most everybody thought they would. They raised them 0.25%. So what does that mean to you? Well, the market didn't like it, to say the least. The stock market didn't like it. I think they were okay until the chairman started to have the press conference. Then as he kept talking, it kept going lower. And unfortunately, we've been in a sell-off ever since. And then there's a lot of other things probably playing into the sell-off, especially this time of the year, that you don't realize. What happens at year-end? Okay, you got the market going down in the first place. There's not a lot of buyers stepping in because they're probably waiting to get things cheaper. They're sitting on the sideline. Some people call it a selling strike. You know, they're on the side holding their money up, waiting to go in at a lower price. Probably going to wait to the beginning of the year would be my guess. There's a lot of people doing the tax loss selling to take advantage of the tax losses. There's a lot of people taking out required minimum distributions. Now, we talked about that. For any of you over 70, you have until the end of the year to get your required minimum distribution out there. But a lot of people, guess what? They have to sell because a lot of times their money's invested, whether it's in a stock, a bond, or a mutual fund, or other some other type of investment vehicle, they need to convert it to cash. So they sell the security. So we're going down, they're selling securities to take the required distributions so they can turn around and go out and do some shopping, right, for Christmas. They need the money. So that selling is taking place. Some other things that are taking place, charitable contributions, some people could be selling for that. Some people do donate their securities to charity, but some people do sell too, so you could have selling for that. Then there's rebalancing of a lot of like mutual funds and target date funds and age-based funds. You probably have in your retirement plan, your 401k plan, 403b, 457 plan, a lot of the funds they have in those types of plans now are these target date funds. And a lot of these funds rebalance all by themselves electronically. And that's another issue people are having, electronic trading. They're wondering if electronic trading is pushing a lot of this down. So a lot of this rebalancing is taking place. A lot of this selling is taking place, all at probably the worst time when we're getting some, you know, some economic news we're not liking. But all in all, the economic news is still not that bad. I have a number of economic reports we'll try to get to and some tax tips and some questions. But really, the economic news is not that bad. There's no real inflation numbers out there that people are worried about. The price of oil is down to, you know, under $50 a barrel. Everywhere in the country except here, the price of gas is lower. If you go to Ohio, it's cheaper. You go to Maryland, it's cheaper. If you go to Florida, it's cheaper. If you go to Carolinas, it's cheaper. So we're paying a little bit less here, but as you know, everyone out there driving around, you know we do pay more for gas. So we have a couple other issues we'll talk about on the economy, but we have to take a break, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Moneyline Christmas Show here. Stay tuned. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life, as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as reserve citizen airmen.
I am proud to defend our nation.
Proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference.
I am proud to be part of something larger than me.
We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving in the Air Force Reserve. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
I am proud to be a member.
I am proud to protect our...
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich, and again, Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Hope you're enjoying the Christmas music. Phone numbers again here, 412-281-3119, toll-free 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget to visit our website, DukovichFinancial.com, D-U-K-O-V-I-C-H, DukovichFinancial.com. We are a full-service investment and financial planning firm, so if you need some help in any of those areas or know of someone that does, we would appreciate the referral. The market's still having a rough time, and again, here we are at the end of the year. Normally at this point at the end of the year, you have some type of rally. It starts right around Christmas, goes into the new year. But this year, it's on strike. So we'll see when the market starts to bottom. Again, there could be a lot of reasons for the continued selling in the absence of buyers right now. So we'll see once everyone's done with their tax loss selling, they're done with their giving, they're done with their required minimum distributions and a whole host of other things. We'll see if we can't catch a rebound. One of our economists was making a note that generally when you do have big sell-offs like this, you do have some pretty good strong bounces back too that come with this or within even a bear market when things are selling off. So you have to understand, it's tough to, how do you guess the good days to be in and, you know, the days to be out? There's some interesting statistics out there that some companies have tracking, you know, the markets every year. If you miss the 10 worst days of the market in the year, the returns are really good. But if you miss the 10 best days in the market, the returns are really bad. Tough part is guessing those 10 worst and best days, so it's very difficult. So people say, what do I do? What do I do? I said, sit down and reestablish what your goal and objective is. What's the plan for the money? When do you need the money? Most people don't need the money all at one time. It comes down to cash flow, right? You're taking money out of your money that you saved up. You're taking it either monthly, quarterly, or on demand when you need it. So really, when the market's down, you're not looking to cash everything in. You're looking to buy yourself some time to let things rebound. Markets go down, but they don't stay down. Markets go up, but they don't stay up. Boy, have we noticed that, right? Both ways. So that's what you have to understand. You got to work on your cash flow, understand your cash flow, have your money, like what some people have done, put what they need for the next 1 or 2 years on the side so they don't have to sell anything. So the way they're looking at it, I have my money right here in my, you know, maybe in some type of more conservative investment, even checking. Let's call it check. I got my money in checking for the next 2 years. I don't have to sell a thing. I'm buying me some time to let things settle down and rebound. I'm not forced to sell low. The other part of it is you know, the interest rates. Guess what? The interest rates went up and down all in the same day, if you can imagine that. And you're probably saying, what the heck's he talking about, going up and down at the same time? Well, the federal funds rate went up a quarter of a point, right? 2.25 to 2.5. What does that mean to you? That means all the short-term rates went up. Like you look at three-month treasuries, you're looking at a yield of about 2.35, almost 2.4%, six-month treasury, about 2.5. But the 10-year treasury, which is kind of like a barometer for the bond market, like you have the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ, they're all barometers for the stock market. Although there are some stocks going up, even though the markets are going down, and some stocks that are holding their value better than others. So they're not all going down. But if you're in broad-based indexes, you just feel it going up and down because you're in those indexes. But the interest rates on the 10-year Treasury were 3.25, paying 3.25% not too long ago. Guess what? Now they're around 2.8, and I'm rounding off a little bit, but around 2.8%. And the short-term rate went up. So if you look at the 2-year Treasury, I'm going to say the 2-year Treasury, let's just make it easy, is 2.65%. The 10-year is 2.8%, 18 basis points between the two. So normally you're raising interest rates because the economy is going to take off, and a lot of people were, you know, criticizing the Fed for not looking at the markets because the markets are forward-looking indicators. The stock and the bond markets, they're like real-time reaction to what's going on, not reading an economic report that's a month or two old. Okay, so that's why people were, you know, yelling at the Fed a little bit, let's call it that. We'll see if they adjust to it. But anyways, everyone was hoping interest rates would go much higher. Why? Safer investments, something safer to invest into that might pay more money. You wouldn't know by that 10-year Treasury. That's almost a half a point lower than where it was a month or so ago. That's unbelievable, isn't it? So when you look at these Treasury rates, the 3-month, I'm going to call 2.4. 3 months, 2.4. 6 months is 2.5. The 1 year, 2.65. 2 year, 2.68. The 3 year, 2.68, 5 year, 2.68, 7 year, 2.72. You see, I mean, we're not, you're talking little bits of difference here. So where's the sweet spot with these investments? The short-term rates are paying better money. So you're not tied up that long. But then again, you're not going to be guaranteed a rate for that long. What happens if all of a sudden a year from now, which the Fed was talking about, they're going to cut interest rates? Those longer-term rates are going to go down. How about that? And the short-term rates will go down if they cut them. So one good bit of news, your money markets, your savings accounts, passbook savings, you'll start to see specials on short-term investments, 2 to 3%. 3% maybe if you go out a couple of years, you can get 3%. You'll start to see some institution offer specials that seem high for a short amount of time, but they'll have a dollar limit. Hey, we'll pay you 3.5% for 18 months. 20,000 max, though. They do that to get deposits in. But interesting, just to see how the interest rates moved when everyone thought they were going to go higher and maybe start to pay people some more money, the longer-term rates went lower. Short-term rates, a little bit better. Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. My name's George Dukovich. We're going to take a short commercial break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Every day, millions of Americans are putting themselves at risk just by writing a check, using a credit card, or an ATM. We're talking identity theft. And if you've been a victim or think your personal information has been compromised, you need to act immediately. The identity theft recovery process can be long and daunting, but you don't have to do it alone. Contact a certified counselor at the National Foundation for Credit Counseling at 1-800-388-2227, who can guide you every step of the way. This has been a public service message from the NFCC.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Tukovich.
And welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Tukovich. And a reminder to our listeners, our phone number's here, 412-281-3119. The toll-free number, 1-800-400-3119. If you get a busy signal, just call back until the lines open up. The other thing I want to pass along to people, don't forget, next week, last week of the tax counting year for 2018. How about that? And I guess we have the full day New Year's Eve. That's in the market's open a half a day Christmas Eve. Why? The market's open New Year's Eve. Why? Like half the people are missing, especially, if it's wedged next to a weekend. A lot of people are just, I'm not even going to work. I'm taking it off. You have time to get your required distribution out. The clock's ticking quickly. And don't forget, next week, too, and I'm talking about all this selling volume, next week also will be a big selling week, too. Again, year-end tax selling, taking advantage of maybe capital gains rates. Some people are selling with capital gains, and you might say, why are they selling? Well, if you're in that 15% tax bracket or lower and you wanted to reposition your portfolio and you have a capital gain, you can sell and get away with not paying any taxes. There's zero on investments in that tax bracket at the federal level. Zero. How do you pass that up? It's amazing. What also happens, too, is mutual funds are forced to pass through a lot of their capital gains and dividend distributions. By year end, a large percentage, something like 90 or 95%, they have to pass through. So some people are going to look at that and they're just going to try to see what they can offset sales, against the gains. If they're not in the 15% bracket, they want to do some selling to offset the taxable gains to keep their taxes low. So you're going to have a lot of that next week, too. So we'll have some continued selling. And then after that, the tax selling will be done. Knock on wood, thank goodness. Required distributions will take a breather because a lot of people seem to wait until the end of the year, so we'll be okay there. And then we start rebalancing of portfolios. Now, some of that rebalancing could start next week or could start the very beginning of the year, and rebalancing means on these age-weighted funds or time-dated funds like the 2050 fund, the 2060 fund, the 2080 fund. Those are asset allocation funds whose asset allocation changes every year as you get closer to that date down the road. So the younger funds, like the 2019, 2020, 2021, a lot of them tend to have more bonds in there. But however, if the stock numbers are out of sync because of all the selling, in other words, if I'm supposed to have 60% bonds and 40% stocks, and because of the selling off, the stocks now are only 30% instead of 40, they're going to buy 10% more stocks in that fund. And there's a lot of these funds out there in just about everyone's 401k plan. So some estimates are that there could be as much as a $95 billion rebalance into growth funds or stocks through growth funds and through these mutual funds. So that's interesting. I wonder how that's going to play out. I wonder when that's going to hit or when that's going to start to take place. I mean, the end of the year is next week, right? Yeah. There, or do you do by the beginning of the year? Be interesting to see when they really pull that off. So who knows? Had a question about Social Security benefits and how the money is to be paid. A lot of people are saying, hey, what happened to check? I used to get checks in the mail. Do they pay by checks? Do they use a paper check, a direct deposit, or debit card? Or is it a direct deposit or debit card? Well, since 2013, and people, it's so funny, it's been around for a while, but people are like, hey, why don't I get my check anymore? Since 2013, the Treasury Department has required electronic payment of federal benefits, including your Social Security check. Now, you can sign up for direct deposit of your benefits into your current bank account, or open a low-cost electronic transfer account at a participating financial institution. Another option is to sign up for Direct Express. That's a prepaid debit card. Now, under this option, your Social Security benefits are deposited directly into your card account, and you can use the card to make purchases, pay expenses, or get cash, just like you do now. The only thing I tell you, be careful about where you're using that debit card, okay, and who you're using it around. Be very careful with that. Next question, being end of the year, some new retirees wondering, hey, I hear Social Security benefits are subject to income tax withholding. Do they have to take tax out of my Social Security? No. Mandatory or withholding is not mandatory, but your benefits can be taxable. Okay, there's certain income limits that you're going to pay tax on them. But if you want to have income tax withheld, I would do it. A lot of people, that first year of retirement, they get caught off guard. They have their retirement money coming in, maybe a pension, Social Security check, maybe two if you're married, some investments, some IRA money. And then all of a sudden they're having, taxes withheld from their pension and IRA money. Then all of a sudden they get a big tax bill and they're wondering what happened. First year, they didn't realize their Social Security benefits, some of them became taxable income, and they have to withhold tax out of there. So normally the first year might throw you off, but by the second year, you're doing some income tax payments, and we're going to talk about that a little bit too. So you can have income taxes withheld. You can change the amount you have withheld. If you don't have taxes withheld from anything, what do you have to do? You have to make estimated tax payments, and you have to make those quarterly, and we're going to talk about that in the next break. So, no, taxes don't have to come out of your Social Security check, but keep in mind, chances are pretty good, depending on all your other income, your Social Security benefits could be taxable. And a lot of people also ask, when did that happen? All righty, we have to take a short commercial break. My name is George Dukovich. Merry Christmas to you. We're going to stay tuned. We'll be back in about 1 minute.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
I got smart about mortgages. Now it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org. Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money. Smartaboutmoney.org. It's the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Money Line Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Money Line Show. This is George Dukovich. Again, Merry Christmas to you and your family out there. Hope you are enjoying all the Christmas music here on Wish Radio. Don't forget, you can reach us in our offices, or if you have a question, you can call up to about an hour after the program, 412-281-3119, toll-free 1-800-400-3119, and don't forget to visit our website. A couple of interesting things before we wrap up this week's show. A lot of people have pets out there. It's kind of fun to have pets. What do you spend, or what do you think we spend as a group on our pets? Here's where the money went out in 2017. Are you ready for pet food? Are you ready? over $29 billion in pet food. And that's not counting your food that you give the pet. $29 billion. How about for the doctor, the vet, pet insurance? $17 billion. A lot of money. Supplies and over-the-counter medications on your pets, over $15 billion. Grooming and boarding, right? I could see all the dogs are at the doggy shop this week, right, before Christmas, all getting a haircut or whatever, and their nails done, right? Over $6 billion for that, $6 billion. And how about just to buy the animals, you're purchasing the animal, over $2 billion. So in a year, $69.5 billion spent on pets and pet care. That's a pretty good money there. Unbelievable. Unreal. Now, for people, here's another interesting fact. For people between ages 40 and 80 who live alone, owning a dog can increase your lifespan by 33% and decrease your risk of a heart-related issue, death, by 36%. How about that? So I guess that's worth the $69.5 billion when some of the dogs are chewing up your furniture, especially opening up the packages at Christmas, right? But interesting to see how much money is spent. And, Christmas time, right? Your pets get a present, right? You can't leave them out. So something interesting to think about. And some people don't have children. They spend money on their pets. Take care of the pets. A lot of retired people have pets. Seem to have dogs. You're seeing more and more. Everybody's taking their dog everywhere. Hey, I also wanted to pass along before year end, the Internal Revenue Service also are advising people who might have a federal income tax liability, or you maybe didn't have enough withheld. There's a shortfall. You can still avoid, a surprise, a tax surprise. You still have time to make a quarterly estimated tax payment directly to the IRS. Now, you don't have to make it this week or next week. You can wait till January 1st. Actually, you can wait till January 15th to make an estimated payment for 2018. So, if you owe some money, it's very easy. You go onto the IRS.gov website and look for those 1040 ES coupons. 1040, like estimated, ES tax payment coupons. And it's a form filler. You can fill the form in. They want your name and address and social security number and how much money you're sending in. You cut that thing off. It's like a coupon. Cut that off. They have the address right there, too. You fill out the address to the envelope. Now, what I tell people, too, if you're sending in a payment with a coupon, make a copy of it. Put the coupon and the check together on a copy, or make a copy and send it in. It's a good way to get some payments in there, especially if you are underwater, you think, for this year. So that's just another thing you can look forward to. And don't forget all these year-end items, charitable deductions. I think people go through their closet the last week of the year to figure out what clothes they're going to donate. And it's always rush, rush, right? Every year you say, I'm starting this early next year. I'm going to do it in the summer, clean out the closet. It never happens. Here we are next week. Call all your favorite charities and tell them to get ready. You're bringing down a huge box of stuff. And write down everything you take, and don't forget to get the receipt. Okay, very, very important that you understand all that. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for this week's show. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. And first and foremost, I'd like to wish all of you a Merry Christmas. Try to take some time to relax and have some good times with friends and family. No need to rush around and go out and shop or anything of that nature. So take care. We'll talk to you next week on the Moneyline Show.
And that wraps up the Moneyline Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of the financial professionals at Dukovich & Associates, call their offices now at 412-281-3119 or toll free at 1-800-400-3119 on the web at DukovichFinancial.com. And one of their professionals will get right back to you. Your question may even be included on next week's edition of the Moneyline Show. Dukovich & Associates specializes in retirement, investment, and estate planning for individuals and business owners. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, member of FINRA and SIPC. Dukovich Financial, they help you with your most important decisions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisor.
advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Dukovich Financial Services, Inc. is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. The views expressed during the Moneyline Show are not necessarily those of Wish Radio staff or management. It's recommended that you consult with your financial or legal professional before making any financial transactions. The content discussed during the Moneyline Show is designed to help the general public increase their knowledge of financial planning subjects. The information discussed during the Moneyline Show is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to here in the program. You should discuss any tax or legal matters with the appropriate professional.